And this is the busiest week of the year for Royal Mail, who are expecting to deliver more than 100 million parcels this month and around a billion cards and letters. According to a recent poll, we send an average of 17 Christmas cards each. What's the etiquette then? Well, William Hansen is with us, an etiquette expert. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Should you send more or fewer than 17 Christmas cards?
Well, it's totally up to you. I mean, it depends how many friends you have and loved ones. Probably I would say most people send a few more than 17, but it's totally your choice. Often you often find that those that send more receive more. You have to give to receive.
Normally. Well, let's go back a step. Is there any point in sending Christmas cards?
Oh, absolutely.
Full stop.
Yes, two reasons. Well, A, to spread festive cheer to the recipient, but also, correctly done, Christmas cards are there to support charities. I always turn over cards that I receive to see which charity they have chosen, or indeed if they have got charity Christmas cards or not, or if they've just got one from a high street store.
So you judge the sender immediately?
I don't necessarily judge the sender, because I don't know if people know that they are supposed to go to, you know, to help charities. But, an eyebrow is raised, certainly for a couple of people that, you know, ought to know better.
I wouldn't want a William Hansen eyebrow raised.
What about Christmas cards that come via your computer? I think I know what you're going to say to this one.
Yes.
But you do get more and more of these e-cards.
Yes, they're always very naff, and you can't print them off and stick them on your mantel shelf or anything, so they don't decorate the house. The thought's there, I suppose, but again, they're not supporting charities, so... some little ditzy robin dancing around your screen.
Does it? You said it spreads festive cheer. I mean, does it? Or does it just, when you open a card, you just open it and go, oh, I haven't sent them one right. I've got to write off another card now. Is it just a sort of huge industrial process of making you spend money on cards and stamps?
No,
a slightly cynical view of Christmas.
Slightly cynical, yes, but never mind. I think most years, I mean, this, for example, in January, I will go through all the Christmas cards I have got and write a list of who sent me cards. So next year, I know who I must send cards to next year because they sent me cards the previous year.
How long do you leave it before somebody snubs, you know, before you refuse to send them a card if they've snubbed you? Because I was saying a couple of years,
I would say 2 years, perhaps, and whether you've seen them in those 2 years or not. I took two people off my list this year.
Yeah.
So what about the also much debated and discussed newsletters that you sometimes get when you open a card and there's an A4 sheet of paper with, you know, photographs.
Do people genuinely do that anymore?
Yes.
I have received these.
I've received two so far. Yes. And
because they are so widely ridiculed.
They are, and the senders clearly don't have any idea that they are ridiculed, and they do think that we're all desperate to hear their news, and they're sort of making their family look like some sort of big organisation that needs a company newsletter. Really, if they are your friends that you're sending the Christmas cards to, or your family, you'll be seeing them throughout the year, won't you? So they won't need to know about Tabitha's skiing holiday, where she broke her fifth metatarsal. We don't really care, to be perfectly honest, and we don't want to sort of see it in some grandiose newsletter that comes at the end of the year.
What about actually writing the Christmas cards? What is the correct form, and how do you sign off? Is it best wishes? Is it lots of love?
It depends who you're sending it to and your relationship with them. Always put the recipient's name. You know, cards where you've just signed your name is a little bit, you know, what's the point? A bit impersonal. Or I always used to, you know, it's obvious when they've forgotten your name, when it's to you all, or to, you know, Brian, Sarah and the boys.
I do that quite a lot.
I was going to say, I thought that was so clever.
No. In my address book, I'll write down sort of, you know, people's children's names in the address book. So I've got it each year, or, you know, if it's Dr. and Mr. or
William, next year, can you just come around to my house and just do them for me, please?
I'd be delighted.
Thank you very much.
Him just being polite, by the way. That's just good
etiquette. Clear my diary.
Great to talk to you. Great to see you again. William Hansen, who is an etiquette expert. Tell us how you do it, and if you've given up on Christmas cards, or if you still think it's a very, very important tradition.